What is up? Thank you guys for tuning in to Project Life. I am your host, Phil Smoke, and this is Project Life. This is a podcast where I break down and build awareness behind life topics in order for you to build the most important project we have as humans. That project is called life. Episode number 6, I'm fired up. Phil Smoke here. Today we're going to discuss something that is a very interesting topic, something that can change a lot for you if you take it seriously, if you are listening, if you're paying attention, solving the cause and not the symptom. How many times do we focus on just fixing the symptom instead of going down and really digging deep to the root of the symptom, which is the cause of the symptom? Just like if you have a weed coming from the ground, people are constantly trying to spray medical stuff, bad stuff on top of it, instead of digging down deep to get the root of the cause of the problem and take it out from its root so it doesn't grow back. We have to understand that that is exactly how our lives are. Our lives are exactly that. We are in a nation now that is constantly working on fixing the symptoms rather than fixing the cause of the symptoms, because it's easier to fix the symptom than the cause. Let me say that again. It's easier for you just to fix the symptom rather than understanding why you have the symptom and digging deep to get the cause and crush it. Let me say that again. You want to crush it. Because when you can crush the cause of the root of the problem, you will not have the symptom anymore. We could talk about this in health. We could talk about this with money. We could talk about this with relationships. This is an underlying problem that happens in all areas of your life. And it is something that everyone needs to be more aware of every single day. People will have the same problems. You will have the same problems happen to you for the rest of your life if you don't fix the cause. When you could go dig deep, when you could dig deep and get the cause and understand the cause and then solve that problem, then you could solve all the underlying outside problems that you are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. If you are dealing with health issues right now, you have to dig deep on why you're dealing with those health issues. Are you eating too much salt? Are you eating too many times per day? What are you eating? How many genetically modified organisms are you eating every single day? What are you putting into your body every single day in order for you to have the outcome of who you are currently today while I'm speaking to you right now? How much accountability are you putting into what you're doing every single day in the area that you want to treat the symptom? The symptom is the simple part of our lives. We could feel better by eating good for a week. We could feel better by doing something for a little bit. But what are you creating a habit around for you to fix the cause? How much work are you doing every single day to understand what the cause is so you could kill that cause so you do not have any more symptoms? Our society has programmed us to treat symptoms. We have to reprogram ourselves to treat cause. The cause is the most important piece. Because once you continue to treat the cause, the symptoms go away. But why would a world of selling and everything that we do and to get everybody into this full circle of buying and selling, why would they want to treat the cause? Why would they want humans to treat the cause? They don't, because then they can't resell you something, because you would be a good person after that. You would be good with every single area of your life. You will be good with your finances. You will be good with your relationships. You will be good with every single area of your life if you treated the causes on everything that you're dealing with rather than the symptom. When I started having problems with money, I understand it was my problem. I have to dig deep and understand money so money and I can be good together. I have to do the due diligence on how people make money, how things are learned, why these things are happening in my life. It took time to understand the cause. And that's what we have to understand. We have to understand we're going to have to put in the work. Let me say it again. You're going to have to put in the work to understand what the cause is of the symptoms that you are dealing with in your life, whether it's finances, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, whatever your symptoms of your problems that you're constantly dealing with, if you actually understand them and dig deep and figure out what the cause is, you can start working on the cause so the symptoms never show themselves. I hope I'm changing somebody's life with this conversation because I know it can if you're listening. This right here is a crucial piece of everything that you could do in your life. It's something that somebody could actually come in and really put into work. If you actually came in into your life and put in the work to understanding what the underlying cause is of your symptoms, you will actually live a really, really, really amazing life. That is my challenge for everybody on the podcast today. It's something that could change every single thing for you, but you have to be focused on it. If you don't get focused, you don't get it done. Find out how important that is to you. And once you find out how important it is to you and create the value for change, then you could change. But if you don't see the value for why you shouldn't change, then you'll never change. The symptoms will always be there. The symptoms will always be in your life because you never took the time. You never put in the work to understand the cause. The most important part is the cause of why you're dealing with what you're dealing with today. I don't know what you're dealing with, lifers out there. Project life, this is a serious topic. I don't know what you're dealing with, but I know you do. And I'm here to inspire and to breathe life into you so you can create the life that you desire. You can create the life that you know you are meant for in this world. Every single person listening to this knows they're worth more than what they're getting out in the existing life that you're living right now. I know every single person knows they're worth more. Do you? I'm here to tell you how valuable you are. You won the lottery to be a human, period. It is a serious matter. You can create whatever you want to create. You just need to get to work and you need to put your head down. You need to stay focused and you need to get into the trenches and understand what the problems are really coming from. Most people don't get this. And that's why I'm here for you to help you get it. I'm here so I know that you can go out and create what you want to create. What are the causes to your problems today? Is it health? Is it money? Is it relationship? Is it love? What is it in your life and why is it happening to you? Once you really try to understand every single thing on why these things are happening to you, you will be able to create change in your life, which would create a new future for you. But if you don't create change, you'll still live the same life every single day, every single month, every single year, every single decade until death. Because we're all going to die, but what are you going to do with the life, the gift of life that has been given to you? The breath that you wake up with every single day, the opportunity that is created for you every single day, or the opportunity that is not because you're not putting you to work. You're not putting the talents that the Creator gave to you to work. You're not putting in the work with all the amazing characteristic traits that He gave you, all the great capabilities that you know you have. You're not putting them to work. I'm here to tell you to put it to work. Put it to work. and really find out what the cause is to your problem and dig deep on why. I'll give you an example of a cause that happened to me that I had to figure out why these symptoms were happening and then why I'm not getting the results that I want to get. For so long, I had so many anger issues. I couldn't deal with them. And I was constantly saying, that's who I am. I'm this way because that's who I am. And I wasn't understanding that the cause was because I was emulating other people in my life on how they did things. And then I ended up tagging myself saying, oh, that's who I am. The symptom, anger, aggression. But in the reality is, can anybody get better? We could all get better. I had to dig deep on why I had these beliefs about myself, why I had these beliefs on how I couldn't control myself, on how I couldn't do things in a better way, because we all can. But once I found the underlying cause of the issue, I had to go back to my family. I had to go back and figure out why I had these problems. And the problems were because I was emulating other people. I had other people's beliefs in my life from people that are close to you. That's why it's so important for you to put the right people with the right attitudes, the right mindset, happy people, the people who you want to emulate. Those people have to be in your lives because we will pick up on the circle around us and the things that other people do. If people are doing bad things, eventually you start end up doing bad things. If people start acting a certain way, eventually you start acting that way. So what you always want to do is keep the right people around you and constantly help yourself grow with the good people that are in your space. Because once you can do something like that, you will be able to grow faster. Because like I've said before, we are seeds of greatness. Are you planting yourself in the right soil? And that soil is other good people around you that are constantly lifting you up, constantly helping you grow, constantly giving the good nutrition, good things in your life for you to become that seed of greatness. But when you're around bad seeds and when you're around other people who are not doing the things on going where you're going, doing things that you're trying to do, create the things that you're trying to create, you end up becoming and going down, even though you're so good, you can't even push up because you have so much pulling you down. It's so important for you to be in the right space with the right people and really focusing on that so you can grow faster, so you can change faster, so you can be the person that you know you can be faster. Once you take yourself out of that energy, out of that negativity, out of that decaying environment, you will understand. And I know so many people have dealt with this. You'll see yourself grow so much faster. Like, wow, I can't believe that I've done this in just this amount of time. Just getting myself away from the negative people, away from all the people who are draining from you and not giving to you. And that is such an important thing. And I really want you guys to really understand this so you can use it and so you can move forward with everything that you're trying to create. What is the real underlying cause of the symptom that you're dealing with today, Project Lifers? What is it that you are dealing with that you can't get done? And I know you can get it done. You just have to take the right action. You have to listen to the right people. Today, you're listening to me. Today, you're listening to somebody positive. Today, you're listening to somebody who's putting in the work. You need to be around those type of people. The people who want to create change and constantly grow and constantly become a better version of themselves every single day. Who wouldn't want that? Let me ask you that question. Who wouldn't want that? Doesn't everybody want to become a better person every single day? But most people are too lazy to put in the work to be that person that they know they could be. But what I could tell you is once you find the value of why you need to become a better person and why you should become a better person and why you should put in the work. Once you create that value behind it, you'll be able to do what you want to do. I asked my mother this question one day. I said, Mom, would you ever do public speaking? Because, guys, just so you know, public speaking is one of the top, I think it's one or two, of the most scariest things for people to do in their lives. I asked my mom, I said, Mom, would you do public speaking? She said, never. I would never do it. I can't do that. Are you kidding me? I can never do that, Philip. I can never do those things. And then I said, okay. So once you want to take a problem, this is how I do things. I take a problem. Then what I do is the thing that somebody says they can't do, all I do is I create value, personal value around the problem, and then they end up doing, saying yes to exactly what they said they couldn't do in the first place. This also happened to me in business. So I'll give you the one that happened with my mother, and then I'll give you the one that happened with me. And they're both with public speaking. If you couldn't see your grandson ever again, would you do public speaking? What do you think her answer was? Yes, of course. Of course I'd go see. Of course I would do public speaking. I wouldn't even think twice. If you told me I couldn't see my grandson ever again, I will go do public speaking immediately. Why? It's because I wrapped value around what the obstacle was. We have to create the value behind why we should be doing things in our lives. Why should we eat healthier? Why should we make more money? Why should we do these things? Create the value behind it. Man, I really am in love with my family. If I don't make this money and if I don't become a better person, I won't get the money to help the family. We need to get to work. It's all about the mindset. It's all about your mental clarity. It's all about what you're putting into your brain every single day. Your thoughts become real. And then the one that happened with me was public speaking. Also, my mentor at the time said, Phil, if you don't get up there and do public speaking, you're not going to make $20,000 this month. And I said, what? I said, you know what? I'm afraid, but I'm more of afraid of losing this than I am of my own selfish, stupid problems that I feel like I can't beat, which I know I can. Such a simple thing. Talking in front of people. Now I could talk in front of thousands. I could speak in front of thousands and thousands of people. I have no problem. And it's all the way you put in the work into the mental clarity that you want to do every single day. So if we create the value behind why we need to solve the cause, we'll get to the root of the problem, and so we could solve that problem. But if we don't put the value behind why we need to solve the cause, we're going to be a society of just fixing the symptoms, constantly masking over the symptoms instead of the underlying cause to why the problem is there in the first place. If we could wrap this around our heads, our lives, everybody's lives would be 10x, 20x better every single day. You will be able to understand happiness. You'll be able to be clear on where you're going, how you're, what you're doing every single day, being on purpose with your life rather than just coasting by and not using all the gifts that you have as a human that you know that you have. We have to get fired up or we have to fire ourselves. Choose one. Get fired up or fire yourself. Which one are you going to be? And I know that every single person in here could get fired up for something in their lives. I know you could get fired up for something that you can create the value so you could actually go out and crush the cause so you can never have the symptoms that you're dealing with in your life ever again. We have to have the understanding of this because this is in every area of our lives. The medical society, the medical industry now is constantly fixing symptoms and constantly prescribing things for symptoms instead of the cause. We have to understand what the real cause came from and created from so we do not have the symptoms anymore. This is such an very important topic, something that is very powerful, something that is not spoken about much, But that's why we're going to talk about them here, because on Project Life, I know what to talk about. I know what to dig into. I know where your challenges come from because I'm just like you. I made a decision to make things happen rather than just let them go by and not deal with them. I'm going to solve the cause and not the symptom. Are you? I know you can, and I'm fired up for you guys. And here is going to be the call to action. The call to action for today's podcast, and this is very important, guys. The call to action, I don't want this podcast, just so you know, every single podcast is not just about information. It is not. It's about the action. And today's call to action, you need to put in place for you. You need to find, here's the call to action. Find the symptom that you've been treating for so long and figure out what the cause of your symptom is and then put that to work. Work on that. It could be in your health. It could be in money. It could be in your relationship. Instead of just trying to get by and treat these underlying symptoms, dig down in the root of the cause, and you just pick one and then work on that main one, guys. What is the cause of the symptom that you're dealing with today? How are you going to dig into that? And then how are you going to make that better? How are you going to understand the symptom more and then dig and understand what the cause is of that symptom? This is the call to action for you guys, for this podcast. What are you going to do? Because information is great, but the key to information is action, is creating action behind the information that you're getting. We could talk all we want. Anybody could share with you information, but what are you doing with it? Most important, because learning is great, but doing is greater. What are you guys going to do today? And I'm super excited for you guys, because if you put this call to action in place, you'll start to understand what the real root causes of some of the things that you're dealing with. And I hope, pray, and I do my best for you guys to really put this to work so you could create the change that you know and build the best project that we have in this life. And that is Project Life. Let's go. Episode number 6, Project Life listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am excited about the change. I'm excited about what you're doing. If you really, really found value, the only thing that I ask from you guys is to share the podcast. Share the message with the people you know, you love, your coworkers, friends, families, because this message needs to be heard. And if you found the same value, so will other people. Also, if you want a more in-depth training, I have my 2-hour free training to the self-awareness of you. So it's 2 hours to understanding you better. U stands for your outlook understood. Once you understand your outlook, you'll be able to see things clear, create that clarity that you desire so much so you could create the life that you know that you could go out and have and take, because it is out there. The opportunity's there. You're the variable, nobody else, and I know you want to do it. So go to philsmoke.com if you want that 2-hour free training. philsmoak.com for that 2-hour training. I will be releasing it within the next 30 to 60 days, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. But sign up for the free training so you could understand you better, so you could have the life that you desire. Let's go.